Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. We've got a great show for you today. Already did a great show this morning already, and we're just going to continue. It is so really amazing, for me at least. I get a few ahas from day to day. Yesterday's show, really got me to thinking, not just me to thinking, but Linda and I were doing a little thinking about trust. And it's so fascinating that today I get to talk about gratitude and gratitude in action. And so you might be asking yourselves, what does trust and gratitude have to do with anything? How are they even related? Well, you're going to hear some incredible things today from two women who have committed and dedicated their lives to not only be grateful themselves, but to share the wealth. And I have to tell you, I'm grateful for a few people in my life. I'm grateful for Mr. Benny Mathers. Hello, Mr. Benny. I know you're a busy man.
Morning, Pat. I'm grateful for you as well.
Grateful, huh?
Well, you know, I'll be honest. I wouldn't be for you. I wouldn't be here either, I don't think.
I know.
So,
my
there
God.
You go.
We've been like, yeah, a lot of hours. And then we're grateful for Brian. You know, the newest addition to our team.
We're still trying to come up with a name for him. But
I know. We don't have
any
name
for him. It'll
just
happen.
Yeah,
I think.
It will. One day he'll come in and he'll be like, oh, this is my thing. You know, this is my moment. And so we'll kind of wait for him to do that.
One moment in time.
Oh, you're going to have to find that song.
Quit our day jobs.
Yeah, quit. Yeah, don't. Please don't. I mean, after like me doing that expose, singing that song, Creep, that was just not good. But I want to thank all of you because we are so grateful for all of you. We really are. I mean, all of the people that tune in and turn us on, I want to thank all of you for the other day calling into the show. I've apologized several times now. And what I will do is say thank you to all of you for breaking actually a record for us. You know, we had more calls in that 1 hour show than in the history of the Dr. Pat Show ever. And so I want to thank all of you that are listening and tuning in and turning us on and for sharing, you know, spreading the word. We're actually going to be asking you guys to spread the word because we've got an initiative this year that's called the Epic World. How can each of us get involved? Well, let me tell you about my guests today. And the last time I had them on the show, many of you called in. We're going to give you an opportunity as well. Angie Achero and Sylvie Olivier. These two women, Angie and Sylvie, come together in this lifetime and make a pact, a covenant of sorts, that they are going to take the gratitude journey out into the world. You know, what does this mean? To be connecting with this, to do this in a way that really touches the lives of people globally. Now, I mentioned to you guys, and I'm going to say it again, when I went to their website for the first time, and I'm going to give you that website in a minute, and it is explorationgratitude.com, explorationgratitude.com. Go ahead and go visit this for a minute. When I went to their website for the first time, I looked at it and I cried. And I didn't really have an understanding of why I did that. Why did I do that? Why did I have such an emotional reaction? But when you go there, you'll see why. What they've created is amazing. Today, we're going to talk about the, first of all, we're going to talk about the seven spheres of gratitude. What are they? And we're going to talk about why they're important. But more so than that, I think it's the invitation for all of us to step into that place of gratitude. When we are grateful for our lives, when we are grateful for everything that we do, it sends a message to the universe. And we're going to talk about that today. Angie, Sylvie, thank you for joining me here today. Welcome to the show. It is going to be an immense year, epic.
Thank you so much, Dr. Pat.
Thank you, Dr. Pat.
Let's
it's
start.
An honor for us to be here.
Thank you so much. I mean, much has happened since you've been on the show. I want to ask each of you to touch into your own personal journey. Since the last time that you all were here with our listeners, how has each of you, how has your life changed? What have these past 2 months or so been about for you? Angie, why don't you start?
Wow. By all means, Dr. Pat, it's been truly exciting. I have put together two rituals that I honestly hadn't thought of doing initially when we put together all these wonderful creations. But I was inspired just prior to our show to really reinforce how I am grateful every single day for the things that happen, whether they're good or bad things. There's always a reason why they happen. And I wanted to find a way to really make it a ritual and that I would really have fun doing. So I ended up creating a gratitude tree. Mm-hmm. And I did that by cutting up for myself hearts. I love hearts. And to me, gratitude is settled and established from within the heart, and that's where I wanted to start from. And so what happened was I said to myself, in order for me to really get this going, I'm going to set a goal. And my goal was to write 5 gratitudes a day. Take those gratitudes, transfer them onto my hearts, and at the same time record them in my journal.
Oh, wow.
And I figured by the end of 365 days, you know, 5 gratitudes a day, I'm going to have about 1,800 gratitudes. Well, I started November 9th, and I am now very close to 600 gratitudes.
Wow.
Wow. And what it's really done is it's created this effervescent feeling in my heart, in my whole body. And I feel that there's a world of opportunity that has just opened up for me,
yeah.
And it's simply by being grateful every single day. And I realize that 5 sometimes is not enough,
mm-hmm.
and I'm being grateful for 7 or 8 things. And so I just go with the flow, and I'm saying, wow, you know, this was just something that inspired me, and it has really changed my life in the last 2 months. And
wow.
Just looking forward to everything else.
Why do you think that is? Tell me a little. Let's talk a little bit about what gratitude, what it does, and why you ladies started this. Why do you think that that has changed your life? And the reason I'm asking you these questions is because mm-hmm. I think sometimes we go on a search, at least my journey, right? Mm-hmm. Where I felt early on in beginning in 2000, I was really lost, right? And I spent a lot of money on special coaching programs and so forth and so on in search of whatever I didn't even know. But why do you think gratitude is such a powerful game changer?
Well, you know, I think it's one of the highest vibrational frequencies that exists. So I know for myself that the more I connect the essence of gratitude every day, it enhances my own ability to connect at a deeper level with Source. And doing that, I've done that for the past 15 years. But now, since the last interview that we had on December, I started to connect at a deeper level, and I started also to share visualizations with my husband and with Angie. And each time, I'm surprised and so grateful for my own vibration that is raising, and I don't know in advance what words will come out, and I know that it helps them so deeply, you know, to release fears and release blocks and fully express their own potential. So this past experience is so meaningful, and I know that I'm only only able to do it because of the vibration of gratitude.
If I may add something, Dr. Pat, why the gratitude, why gratitude is so important is that I find that in many instances, it's a point of reference for me as to how I need to show up in the world. And if I'm confronted at any time with a situation that might trigger a reaction, rather than triggering a moment of pause for me to reflect, immediately this feeling that just comes over me that tells me, no, stop, you're not going to react, and just take that moment. Take that moment to understand what is going on here, and can you respond from a different place? And it's amazing. It just allows me to really show up differently. And that is what I have found that is so important about bringing gratitude in our lives.
Well, and, you know, this is part of why I love having these conversations with you both, because gratitude is such a powerful place. We're going to talk with Angie and Sylvie about, you know, gratitude's journey on planet Earth. But we're going to talk about these spheres. We're going to do a recap of what they are. Today, we're going to focus on the sphere of Earth. But I want to tell you that we have a giveaway today. The giveaway today is 10 sets of the bookmarks. And we'll talk about that when we come back. And also, you know, there are many things that you all have been able to check out at Exploration Gratitude, which we'll talk about when we come back. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. Think about this during the break. Think about something you're grateful about. When we open up the phone lines to give away these bookmarks, and you'll hear why they're so powerful, we're going to invite some of you to come on and share those gratitude messages, not just for us, but for all of the listeners to hear. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
I will see if I let go somehow to be here.
Are you ready for a joyful and successful realty experience? Today's real estate market is challenging, complex, and constantly changing, and is one of the best times in years to buy or sell a home. But you'll need to find the right person to help you on your journey, one who understands the opportunities and will make this the best experience of your life. Kathy Staup is just that person, an experienced real estate agent who knows the pitfalls, can spot the red flags, and guide you to a successful, positive purchase or sale. Kathy Staup can spot the real deals, saving you time chasing a listing only to find it's not available. Known as the positive real estate agent, Kathy will make your next sale or purchase easy, fun, and successful. Start this journey with positive energy. Call Kathy at 206-276-1070. That's 206-276-1070. Or visit PositivePathHome.com. PositivePathHome.com for the most positive realty experience of your life.
Are you ready for an extraordinary life? Introducing Spectrum Life Design Education. Spectrum seminars and training are intended for you to discover and redesign the core beliefs that generate your life results, circumstances, and experiences by utilizing a synergistic approach to the art of living. Participants are provided with experiential and practical tools that raise their level of consciousness that embrace the whole person, mind, body, heart, and spirit. These principles allow you to transform your ability to engage your authentic yearnings, to profoundly connect with yourself and others, along with maximizing your potential and greatest dreams. For more information, as well as a course schedule, please visit them at SpectrumLifeDesign.com. That's SpectrumLifeDesign.com.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shasai. The healthy chocolate. Shasai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies respond better to the modern world's stress and toxicity, as well as nourishing and strengthening. Using organic herbs from around the world, the skilled herbalists at Urban Wellness help you choose the herbs best suited for your body. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting our downtown Kirkland location or check out our offerings and informative classes online at urbanwellness.net. That's HERBANwellness.net.
Brilliant, Benny. Brilliant. Brilliant. Olivia Newton-John, everyone. That was from her Grace and Gratitude CD, right, Benny? Yeah?
Yeah, the Renewed
The Renewed
actually.
Version. Yep. Yeah, yep. Grace and Gratitude.
Power of One. Or The Power of Now, excuse me.
Power of Now. Our buddy Olivia Newton-John. And yeah, boy, she's singing what these two ladies are talking about here, Angie and Sylvie. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the show. This is today's show is about gratitude. We're going to share with you gratitude in action, actions of gratitude, what the seven spheres are. But before we do, Angie, we have 10 sets of 10 infusion of gratitude bookmarks to give away. Tell everybody what they are, and then we will open up the phone lines.
With pleasure. So the 10 sets of 10 infusion of gratitude bookmarks gives the listener who receives them 5 opportunities to pay forward. Now, the infusion of gratitude bookmarks are infused with the vibration of the essence of gratitude. And since languages have no barriers, we inscribe the word gratitude in 37 languages on the front side of the bookmark. And in the center of the bookmark, you're going to see our beautiful symbol that is embedded in our vintage key. Now, the key is a metaphor for using the power of gratitude. So using the bookmarks to observe and recognize gratitude in action or actions of gratitude, and then paying it forward by giving 2 infusion of gratitude bookmarks to the person in which you witness the action, ignites the possibility of real life transformation. Now, I'd like to ask to all your listeners, those who will receive a set today and those that have received a set in the previous radio show, that we'd love to hear from you on our Facebook page, Exploration Gratitude, and share your experience of witnessing gratitude with our readers.
All right. And so in order for you all to receive a set of these are amazing. We're opening up the phone lines from now to the top of the hour. And any of you that really want to share something you're grateful about, just tell Brian and we'll put you in the queue and we'll bring you on. So we have 10 sets of these and they go very quickly. So go ahead and give us a shout. 1-800-930-2819. Toll free 1-800-930-2819. And for those of you that cannot call in because you're at work and other things, go to our instant feedback page on the Dr. Pat Show or Transformation Talk Radio and put your name in there, put what you're grateful about, and we will need an address so that we can get those to you. So we're not going to leave you guys out that are not able to call in. But 10 sets of these to give away today, and that's exciting. 1-800-930-2819. Or go to the drpatshow.com on the right-hand side or Transformation Talk Radio on the right-hand side and put it in instant feedback and we will get this gift to you. I wanted to talk about or I wanted to ask, and I'm not sure which one of you would like to do this, but I would like for you to talk in general first about the seven spheres. I know for me, when I go to your website, and I want to tell everybody what it is, explorationgratitude.com, when I go to the website, it still brings me to tears in a lot of ways. And when I sit and sit with the spheres, you know, they're very powerful and very emotionally powerful. So who would like to take us through an overview of each of them? And then we'll talk about the planet Earth.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm Sylvie and I will start. And after that, I will give Andy a chance to finish.
Sweet.
So, you know, the first sphere of gratitude is the Earth. It's nature in all its forms, it's human beings, animals, plants, and minerals. The earth is always there for us, taking time to express our appreciation for her generosity, her unlimited abundance, and her everlasting support is the root of the seven spheres of gratitude. Now, the second sphere of gratitude is related to our health, I mean our optimal health in a holistic way. The third sphere of gratitude is time. If we think about it, time is always available, never late nor in advance. It is always present here and now.
Mm.
And The fourth sphere of gratitude is the heart. Not only our physical heart, but our spiritual heart, the one that helps us to connect with our deepest self and creates wonderful relationships while offering us love on a golden platter. Angie, do you want to take it from the next sphere?
Certainly. The fifth sphere of gratitude is abundance. Abundance is sufficiency in all its forms, including love, joy, and gratitude, as well as our material things and money. The sixth sphere is sacred space, our inner sacred space and our outer sacred space, which is a magnificent place that bathes in very high frequencies. And last but not least, we have our seventh sphere, which is water. We know that water is a transmitter of information, where consciousness moves and serves us as a connector to our spiritual body, enabling us to program the water that we drink with gratitude and love so that we become this gratitude and love, because water is the major element of life within our body. All spheres of gratitude are constantly present in our daily lives. They are all interrelated, and they act as a catalyst to open human consciousness and to live an optimal health, enriched relationships, and wealth beyond our wildest imagination. So you can see how they're very powerful.
They're extraordinary. And, you know, for those people that have been to the website, it is breathtaking. And I invite all of you to go and take a look now. Go to explorationgratitude.com. The other thing I want to say is we are giving away 10 sets of the bookmark. So I want to make sure all of you know our toll-free number is 1-800-930-2819. And if you want to do that through our instant feedback mechanism, really cool to do, just go ahead and send us an instant feedback message. But I need your full name and address, and if you want to share what you're grateful about, that would be awesome. You know, today we're going to be talking about the first sphere. And, you know, I love how what you all have put together. Each of these has their own meaning. You know, they take us in a certain direction of our conversations. So today is a sphere of earth. You know, what does that actually mean? I mean, I've heard a lot of things about gratitude, but the way you both talk about this is profoundly different.
Yeah. You know, as I said earlier, the sphere of the earth is the first sphere and represents the root of the seven spheres of gratitude. I will talk about the earth from a personal level,
yeah.
And Angie will talk about the earth from a business level. And after that, we will create a bridge with the other spheres of gratitude so we become aware of their full potential and of their constant presence in our lives. As you know, Dr. Pat, the earth is going through a birthing process.
Yeah.
And some of us are choosing to celebrate the birth of the earth on December 22nd, 2012. As human beings, we are deeply connected to the earth. We are made of her elements. We're made of calcium, magnesium, iron, and so on. So each time the planet is living a change, we are living it also, even though we're not aware of it. And by raising our personal vibration, we open our consciousness and we become more and more aware of who we truly are. Thus, it is innate in us to respect the earth, which is our home. Knowing the infinite power of gratitude, Angie and I chose to raise our vibration using the magnificent power of the essence of gratitude. And when our personal vibration will be back at its natural state, we won't create problems anymore for the earth, for we will live with a deep respect for the earth. Now, Angie, you want to talk from a business level now?
Yes, Sylvie. What would happen if, from a business perspective, we would take the view that our relationship with the earth, the relationship with the earth is deep and profound and very connected to her essence? And if we take that view, then our response to every business decision we make would come from a place of respect for the resources we use that are available to create, to produce, and distribute products as well as services. Now, if the future is about adding value to your business while addressing the future needs before they happen, then a company's whole organizational footprint needs to be considered. What is taken from the earth needs to be replenished with the same care and attention. Nike, Inc. is a great example I found of a corporate citizen who, together with 30 other brands and chemical companies and other experts, have actually come together to set a new standard of environmental performance for the global apparel and footwear industry. Now, knowing that each could not solve this issue alone and create a major impact on the planet, this group of industry leaders has actually committed to reaching zero discharge of hazardous chemicals that are flowing into the earth by 2020.
Wow.
And is inviting other participants from around the world to present best ideas and solutions. So there's an understanding now that working together, we can forge a relationship with the earth that is in symbiosis with her unlimited abundance. So could you just imagine the results from this relationship?
Well, isn't that interesting? Because, you know, Nike has had a lot of bad press, right? You guys know that, right? But we need those companies to come forth and do something different. You know, many people have said, you know, we need the corporations to take a new stand. You know, there really is a leadership ultimatum out there now. And the leadership ultimatum, you know, is one that is forcing companies to be a reflection of the highest vibration. Some of them are stepping up, right, ladies? And some of them are not.
Yes, that's right.
You know,
that's right.
What is it that they can learn? This is what I want to ask you. You know, what can we teach in Nike? What can they learn from gratitude? Who would like to take that? Angie, Sylvie? And actually, why don't we do that when we come back from break? I'll give you a little time to think about that. You know, are we the teachers? Are we the teachers? We are students as well. But how is it we can reach out to a Nike or any other company like that and create a ripple effect? I can't wait to hear the answer to this. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back. Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Anne's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
Going under the knife for spinal surgery should be your last resort. Get a copy of this free special report, What Your Doctor Doesn't Want You to Know About Back Surgery. Get the report online at wellnessone.net or call them toll-free at 866-499-7509. Read the report. It will take about 8 minutes in order to make a better informed decision about your back pain. Visit wellnessone.net or call 866-499-7509.
Integrative Dentistry provides a broad range of holistic dental services by using healthy materials, full body understanding, and quality care. Dr. Mitch Martyr focuses on natural dentistry by combining alternative treatments with conventional procedures. He has done extensive research and continuing studies in a broad range of allied fields, including TMJ and pain treatment, orthodontics, periodontology, mercury removal, toxicology, nutrition, herbal medicine, acupuncture, massage, craniosacral, and homeopathy. Call for an appointment or free consultation at 206-367-6453. That's 206-367-6453. And visit MitchMartyrDDS.com. That's MitchMartyrDDS.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
What robs you of your energy and vitality? The weight gain that just won't go away? Toxicity, prolonged stress, or maybe a trauma from a car accident or fall that damaged your nervous system? Go to this website, bellevue.wellness1.net, to learn more about the doctors at Wellness One of Bellevue and Eastgate. They'll take time with a free consultation to evaluate the health problems affecting you. Get your health and energy back. Go to bellevue.wellness1.net.
And all I feel is all because of you. All I reap is all I sow.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Hey, I just want to tell everybody we still have sets of these fabulous gratitude bookmarks, and I love them. Carry them around with me. I use them in all my books. And believe me, the symbols on them, what they express is a reminder of how easy it is to be grateful. So we just want to give you guys an opportunity, 1-800-930-2819. Brian will pick up the phone, as he has been. 1-800-930-2819. Toll free. Just give him your name and address. And by the way, you'll be able to get this amazing gift. Angie, Sylvie joining us here today. I want to make sure all of you go to their website and just take a look. I mean, I bring their website up during the day for me because I just think the vibration from it, what those symbols represent that are so reflected beautifully in their header on their website. It's just amazing. ExplorationGratitude.com. Go over there and take a look at what they've got going on, but we'll also share some of the ways that you can become infused in gratitude every day. Angie, Sylvie, thank you for joining us here today. I mean, my question about Nike, you know, was it's really not a Nike specific question. It's a generic business question, but it is a question about a Nike, you know, getting in the gratitude game. So Angie, I want you to answer it. And then Sylvie, you can just take the rest of it away.
Okay. So here's how I want to answer it, Dr. Pat. I want to, for our listeners, to show how we create a bridge from the sphere of the earth to all the other spheres at the business level. And as I describe how I see this, you will understand how an organization would apply it within within their organization. I use that word twice. Doesn't matter. So we'll come full circle when at the end of that. So here's what I want to say is that, as we have said before, you know, that from a business perspective, we are deeply connected to the earth and the change that she is experiencing. And we're reminded of this each day with climate change and natural disasters, how we have neglected to consider her well-being in our decision-making process. So eliminating health hazards in the workplace and the environment has now become a question of sustainability for the organization. So changing the way we do business has become the essence of survival, for survival. So alone, we cannot have a local impact, but collaborating with other industry leaders, we can make a huge difference in creating long-term sustainable health for the earth. Now, this optimal health forges a nice relationship with the sphere of time. A business today is no longer local and is dealing with needs from customers and suppliers from around the world. So as we work across many different time zones, employees are dealing with pressures of overwork coupled with job dissatisfaction, often leading to relationship problems and disconnection. So there's this little available time to align to the present moment. And as we understand more and more that this alignment is necessary to be in a state of creation, it is essential to provide time for mindful meditation in the workplace, as it is proven that it does lead to more effective innovation and supports optimal health. Now, the sphere of the earth opens many possibilities for management to have a different relationship with their employees, customers, and suppliers. So we would go from a relationship of it's my way or the highway.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
To being built on synergy that results in it's our way. So this new way of being expresses love and respect for each person as well as the natural resources used for further deepening of our connection to the heart of the earth. And so when we act from a place of heart-to-heart connection with the sphere of abundance, enabling the law of attraction to manifest within the entire business. So new levels of creativity are reached. That translates into ideas and products that have an impact in the marketplace that is vibrant. And so you attract customers and employees that are in sync with your mission. So now if we're reaching new levels of creativity, we need to create the environment that supports it. And this is where the sphere of sacred space comes in. If we look at the outside of an organization, providing natural landscaping of the grounds and areas for employees, you know, to spend whatever moments they have to reconnect to nature and the earth's energies is very beneficial to the well-being of both. And by the same token, if we bring nature and appropriate lighting and workspace that creates a soothing environment inside to sustain the state of well-being, the present moment and the state of creation, well, the business's vitality increases tenfold. So the final sphere that we are going to bridge is water. And as Sylvie said,
the earth
is mainly composed of water. And human beings are also mainly composed of water. And based on Dr. Masuro Emoto's experiments, imagine if a business created a ritual to bless the water running in its building with the essence of gratitude, resulting in the enhancement of its employees' well-being and the water returning back to the rivers and lakes and oceans that are pristine and vibrant with renewed energy. Everyone wins. So if we were to take an organization like Nike and all the 30 other industry leaders within the apparel industry, if they just took an aspect of every single sphere and brought it into their organization, it not only lifts them as the management team that runs the organization, it lifts their employees, it lifts their reason for being on this planet. And in return, the planet is grateful for that understanding of the synergy between the two. And this is how I feel it works.
I think it's beautiful to really, I love the way you have put these together because each of the spheres represents something individually, but together, you know, the sum of them is greater than any one part. I mean, it's just amazing and it's beautiful. Let me ask you this question, Sylvie. Do you think companies are ready for it?
I think some of them are, but, you know, some of them will never be. But
that's true. That's
somewhere. Absolutely
true. That is so well said. I love what you just said, because I want to make sure that we all get this, because you're right.
Yes.
Some of them are ready, and some of them never will be. So the question then is, who do we focus on, right?
Yes, of course. Yes, and we focus on the people who are ready, and they want to. So, you know, and with the ripple effect after that, or a different organization that will see them thrive, they will start to want to address things differently in their own company, and they will lead by example. So, you know, this is from a business level, and now if we look at this from a personal level, because it all starts with one individual, we know that we are deeply connected to the earth and that each change that she's experiencing, we are experiencing it as well. And we become more aware of the importance of the optimal health of the earth and our own optimal health. It is deeply connected. If the earth's health is optimal, the quality of food, such as vegetables, fruits, and even water, becomes optimal as well. We then move to the sphere of time. We know that the Earth is coming to an end of the 26,000-year cycle, and we are impacted by this event as well. So the more we are able to align ourselves with the present moment, the more we create what we truly want, without being afraid of the future or dwelling upon the past. And this creates the bridge with the heart sphere. For the present moment is the domain of the heart. Being fully connected to the heart opens so many possibilities to express unconditional love and the essence of gratitude, which helps us to connect to the heart of the earth. And at Art Math Institute, they made many experiences to create the heart coherence between the human's heart and the hurt itself. And it is amazing to see how we are deeply related and connected.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Moving now to the sphere. Yes, you know, eh?
Yeah.
So moving now to the sphere of abundance.
Let's hold that. Let's hold that for when we come back. Let's hold that for when we come back from break, because this is the one I was waiting for you to get there. This is the one that so often when we think about things, this is the hardest. Let me just say before we go to break what I mean. You know, all that's going on in the United States right now with cutting, this scarcity idea doesn't necessarily live in the arena of abundance. And I want you to have ample time to talk about this. Stay tuned, everyone. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Have you asked your dentist about periodontal disease? 3 out of 4 adults in Seattle unknowingly suffer from this painless but progressive infection caused by bacterial plaque. If not carefully treated, these bacteria can infect your gums, deteriorating the tissue and causing tooth loss. At Pacific Northwest Periodontics and Implant Dentistry, we offer a different kind of patient experience, providing the highest level of perio care within a relaxing environment. After a thorough examination, our doctors will take the time to understand your needs, address your concerns, and review a variety of treatment options with you. Our goal is to work with you to ensure the integrity of your dental health. Don't allow periodontal disease to take your teeth. Call Pacific Northwest Periodontics at 206-575-1086 to schedule an appointment. Or to learn more about periodontics, visit us online at pnwperio.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Chat with Natalie. Getting to Know Yourself is a hit radio show to help you understand your existence and purpose here on Mother Earth. During the show, Natalie's passionate delivery and spot-on guidance will empower you to realize that you are absolutely perfect. Natalie and her special guests will help you raise your vibration, tap into your innate wisdom, and provide unprecedented solutions to whatever you're facing. Whether it be energy healing, holistic health, spirituality, on-air readings, and energy attunements, your life will be forever changed for the good. Join Natalie and her guests each week as together you tap into the wisdom of the Akashic Records and channel information from her Council of Isis and other ascended masters. Tune in every Friday at noon Pacific time for Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Visit HealingIsis.com for a complete show schedule and to book a session with Natalie.
When you can't find your direction and your heart won't guide you home, let go.
Benny, what a beautiful job, Benny. Thanks for playing that CD. That is so cool. That's our buddy Olivia Newton-John. Boy, does she know a bit about gratitude and grace. All you need to do is have a journey like she's had. You know, isn't that kind of interesting? We look at Olivia Newton-John and we see her success, her fame and all of that. And I think sometimes we forget, you know, that what kind of struggles and challenges she's had. and to emerge now and become a spokesperson for, you know, Amazon Natural Healing. I mean, come on. Doesn't get any better than that. I think for some of us, I guess we've had to be kicked in our butts in order for us to realize there's something more in life than that high-paying falutin job that I used to have. Welcome back, everyone. We have got the two women that have made gratitude their trademark. I'm talking about Angie and Sylvie joining us here today. But I also want to make sure you guys have the website, which is explorationgratitude.com. We're going through and we're talking about the spheres and how they relate. Sylvie, you were talking about abundance. And I stopped you because I didn't want to have to cut this conversation short. If you don't mind, can I read from the front of the book? And the book I'm talking about, this, I love this book, Gratitude in Action, Actions of Gratitude. I'll tell you, if you guys get this book, this will change your life. It says this, and I love these dialogues, Sphere 5, Abundance. Gratitude asks abundance, tell me who you are. I would like to meet you and get to know you better. I love that gratitude is asking to meet abundance. That is amazing. Usually it's the other way around. Gratitude, gratitude responds, I am that which offers you the ability to multiply yourself according to your desires. I am that which sees you everywhere. I lay my glance. I am that which opens wide the arms to you so that you can express your nature constantly. All right, Sylvie, you're on. I mean, gratitude and abundance. You know, these two get together and you change the world.
You know, abundance is a vast subject. And once again, we all live it in a different way. Money is a very important element in our society, and it has taken a disproportionate place in regards to abundance. As soon as one mentions the word abundance, the initial reaction of people is to think that money is to think about money. So it's true that money is an integral part of abundance, and it's really important, but it's one aspect. And now if we make the bridge with the earth, it's almost unbelievable to see how abundant the earth is. For each planted seed, we are reaping hundredfold, and it's done with grace and ease, without effort. So we have a lot to learn from the earth and start allowing our own abundance to flow into our life with the same grace and ease. So, you know, I know that in the United States, you are living with scarcity a lot these days, and I think in all media, you are seeing this, but only start to change the focus and put the intention to live abundance as the earth, and you will change your life.
Mm.
And after that, you have the fear of the sacred space.
Mm-hmm.
So you know how it is so relaxing and how much we enjoy being in nature. So creating our own sacred space at home is another connection, another bridge that we can create. And furthermore, when we are in our inner sacred space, the world around us can experience chaos, and we stand still in a loving and grateful state. And finally, we are living on a planet of water. As Angie said, the earth is mainly composed of water. And again, we as human beings are mainly composed of water also.
Mm-hmm.
And what is so amazing with the work of people like Dr. Masaru Emoto is to understand that we can program the water that we drink with the essence of gratitude and enhance our health the same way we can do it with the waters of the earth and enhance our own health. So you see how the seven spheres of gratitude are deeply interrelated and how much they are connected to the earth.
So, Dr. Pat, may I just add one thing
here?
You know, I feel for what is going on in the world because the fears that mm-hmm. our neighbors, the Americans, are we're feeling it here too, and perhaps it's not at the same extent, but I have to tell you, you know, from my own experience, as we watch what is going on in the world, there's this sense of not being able to take care of yourself,
yes.
take care of your family. So that is such an overwhelming feeling that just comes over us. But what I've discovered since our first radio show is that really when I bring that essence, when I'm grateful and I really look at what I have around me, my friends, my home, what I've been able to bring into my life, I realize how abundant I am. And I may not be abundant financially, and it may be, I may be in a situation where it's not always a positive picture, but I have found that when we're truly grateful and we change what we focus on, then all of a sudden, yes, there are some challenges, but you meet them. You meet them from a different place, and then all of a sudden there is that possibility that the opportunities are there. Because if we're focused on what is missing, on the lack or the potential of all the fear that it can encompass, we have no room to bring into our focus, into our vision, the possibilities. Well, and so to us, mm-hmm. this is what gratitude, why it's so important right now.
Well, I mean, isn't this also, you know, what we're talking about here is, you know, looking at a life and getting mm-hmm. to choose, right? I mean, this is what we're mm-hmm. talking about here today. You know, we have been given free will. And the one thing that no one can really take from us is our ability to choose.
Yes.
And I think that's what we're saying. Do we choose gratitude or do we choose resentment? Do we choose fear or mm-hmm. do we choose faith? Yes. Right. Do we choose yes. scarcity or do we choose trust? Do we choose hate or do we choose love? Mm-hmm. And by yes. choosing gratitude, which I believe is the simplest and most straightforward of all. When we choose gratitude, none of the lower vibrations can coexist with it at all, right?
That's right.
That's right.
Mm. Thank you, ladies, right. for joining us here today. I want to ask each of you to share your personal message. What would you like to leave us with? And Sylvie, why don't you start?
Maybe what I wanted to, I'd like to share with you is, you know, when I read the book, The Golden Motorcycle Gang, I was amazed by all the connection that I was making with gratitude and action and the seven spheres of gratitude. And for a long time, we wanted to organize an event where people could experience the power of gratitude along with a gratitude ball. And I felt a deep feeling of connection with what Jack Canfield, William Gladstone, and Barbara Marx-Albert started to organize. And I said to Angie, well, I think this is a message for us. It's so important.
Yes, indeed. And, you know, there's something very important, if anything, for our listeners to take away today, is that this year we are, many people are talking about gratitude, and it will be felt and explained in very many various ways. And I really encourage your listeners to bring, in whatever way that they can, gratitude in their life so that they start to see what the power of gratitude is. And we're really looking forward to the idea of putting together or participating in this Birth of the Earth event. It's very important for us here in Quebec. We were thinking of having a beautiful gratitude ball to bring to an end that celebration, and I don't know how we're going to do it, but we're really excited, and I think to have a beautiful event such as the Birth of the Earth to look forward
right,
to,
right.
that just changes. That
yes.
changes our personal dynamics
yes.
and that we're now focused on something really wonderful.
It's celebratory. It's celebrating.
Yes.
That's what I
yes.
love. And you know how funny you mentioned Jack Canfield and Bill Gladstone, because at the next hour, my interview with Jack and Bill will air. How funny.
Oh, wonderful.
Wow.
I, too, related to the Golden Motorcycle Gang in so many ways.
Wow.
And by the way, for Jack Canfield to make himself that vulnerable and share that much about his personal life, it is
yes.
in deep gratitude we get to see his level of humility. Thank you both for joining me here today.
Thank you,
Thank
Dr.
you
Pat.
So much.
All right, everybody.
Thank you to your listeners.
Listeners are amazing. For all of you out there, stay tuned, because that's exactly what's going to happen. The Golden Motorcycle Gang, best-selling author, number one success coach, Jack Canfield, and Bill Gladstone coming up. We'll see you in a minute, everybody.
Let's go out and I can be seen. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com.